A report to be released tomorrow by a California consumer group says the state faces a major power crunch this summer if the energy crisis there isn't solved soon. Such a prediction isn't new, but the report also puts a potential price tag on the crisis. The projected cost of power to California in the coming months could reach $50 billion, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
California is bleeding money.
Simply look at the cash that has already gone out of this state since last summer's Summer of Darkness.
Peter Navarro was an economist at the University of California at Irvine. He says by the end of the year, California could spend roughly as much money buying electricity as the entire country spent on oil imports in 1998.
$13 billion transferred from California to the wholesale generators from the utilities beginning last summer through the fall. In the space of just 2 months in January and February, we've had another $5 to $6 billion go out the door, and we haven't even hit the worst of the conditions which are going to happen this summer.
What happens this summer is Californians will turn on their air conditioners and the demand for energy will climb, and that will drive the price of electricity even higher. In February, California stepped in to buy power after its largest utilities tapped out their credit. Thus far, that arrangement has burned up half of the state's estimated $8 billion budget surplus. In effect, says Navarro, Californians are paying an energy tax hike, and its effects will be recessionary.
I liken it to termites in the house. The house may look fine now, but there's things going on that are basically going to make that house crumble.
It's difficult to know how much California is paying for electricity because Governor Gray Davis has not released the actual figures on state expenditures. But other California economists say that Navarro's estimate is plausible. Severin Borenstein directs UC Berkeley's Energy Institute.
If you just took a look at the calculation of how much power we need to buy every hour, particularly during the summer, and recognizes that prices right now are looking to be over $500 per megawatt hour compared to 20 or 30 where they were a few years ago, it's perfectly possible that we could see a $50 billion year.
To put that number in perspective, Borenstein says last year California spent $25 billion for power. Stanford economist James Sweeney thinks the $50 billion estimate is on the high side, but he doesn't dispute that California's energy bill will be painful.
I would hope that a much more aggressive action were taken to allow the consumers to start facing the wholesale prices and therefore motivating a lot of energy conservation, assuring that we will not get such a bad scenario.
The $50 billion estimate comes in a report entitled Declaring Economic War on the Power Cartel. It's published by the San Diego-based consumer group called the Utility Action Network. Co-authors Peter Navarro and Michael Shames argue that out-of-state power generators are essentially a seller's cartel which can dictate the price of power to California. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.